With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New York City officials charge Luigi Mangione with the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, along with three gun charges and forgery charges. Mangione was arrested in Altoona McDonald's Monday after an employee recognized him from photos. Republicans are rallying support for President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says that Princeton grad and military veteran Pete Hegseth is the right man for the job. Hegseth was commissioned as an infantry captain in the Army National Guard. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq. President-elect Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, issues a stark warning to Democrat lawmakers. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
Homan sent a clear message to sanctuary cities opposing the incoming administration's stricter border policies. Either get on board or step aside. Trump won the 2024 election with immigration policy as a central focus of his campaign, pledging to implement the largest mass deportation program in U.S. history. Homan's position is central to immigration policy, making him crucial to the success or failure of Trump's administration. Homan has been a major critic of the Biden administration's handling of matters concerning immigration policy. Across the aisle, some Democrats have expressed a willingness to work with Homan to enforce border security measures. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Big decline in the number of native-born American workers.
The latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or BLS, confirm what economists have been claiming for months, that in President Joe Biden's economy, more American jobs are going to foreign-born workers. That includes an unknown number of illegal immigrants. Heritage Foundation scholar E.J. Antonio writes on X, there are now 1.1 million fewer native-born Americans employed than a year ago. And he writes that, quote, all net job growth has gone to foreign-born workers, totally just over 400,000. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During this month's Supreme Court arguments over a Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers on kids, Ketanji Brown Jackson said she saw some troubling parallels between efforts to curb transgenderism among kids and the arguments made in the 60s against interracial marriage. She also raised eyebrows at her confirmation hearing by refusing to define a woman, saying she couldn't because she wasn't a biologist. This is SRN News. TikTok is asking a federal appeals court to bar the Biden administration from enforcing a law that could ban the platform.
The legal filing was made after a panel of judges on the same court sided with the government last week and ruled that the law, which requires TikTok to divest from its China-based parent company or face a ban as soon as next month, is constitutional. If the law is not overturned, both TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have said the popular app will be shut down by mid-January. Rich Thomason reporting.
Southern Oregon family wins a battle against a health insurance company that refused to pay a $60,000 ambulance bill. KGW-TV reports a five-year-old girl fell, causing a severe break to her arm. The hospital didn't have a pediatric surgeon, so the child was flown to Portland for the surgery. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield denied the air transport bill until it was reviewed again following the TV station's inquiry. The bill was paid. More details at srnnews.com.